is this the right decision? I don't know if you've ever dealt with this, but is this the right decision is a question that goes through my head all the time. And what I want to run my questions through all the time is through the filter of Proverbs. We go through the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. I got a big old smile on my face because I'm here at Secret Knock. So I'm not in my studio, I'm in my hotel room. And I wanted to make sure that we continue on with this. I did this study yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to be able to share it with you. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day. I've been doing this for 30 years, and it's 3,000-year-old wisdom that is applicable in your business, in your systems, in your leadership, all across the board, culture, relationships, everything. And it's amazing because all the books that you read, whether it be personal development, business, I challenge you, read through Proverbs, corresponding proverb, corresponding day. That's where it all comes from anyway. So it's the 21st, but yesterday was the 20th, obviously, of March 2024. And it was Proverbs 20. So that's where we're going to go into. Is this the right decision? I don't know if any of you guys have ever dealt with this, but I've been challenged by it at times. Is this the right decision? And then I weigh it and I call a friend and I ask this person, I ask that person. And then a lot of times what I do is the normal default thing. I just justify it. If I just want it, then I justify a way of being able to do it. You deserve it. You've worked hard. But that's not always the answer. So what I found was the answer is just to run it through the filter of Proverbs. And I prayed on this yesterday and God gave me that question. Is this the right decision? Proverbs 20 today does not ever disappoint, and today is no exception. So let's go right into it. When I asked this question, is this the right decision? What God asked me was, is there's a couple of questions that I'm going to have you go through, and I'm going to have you filter this. So the first one is, how is your heart, your mind, and your spirit, and are they altered? And what I understood is most of the time my mom said don't ever make a decision when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you're angry. And so what God was asking is this the right decision? Well, let me ask you the first thing. How's your heart? How's your mind? How's your spirit? And are they altered? In verse 1, it says, wine is a mocker and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. And I think a lot of times what I used to think is, oh, God is against alcohol and anyone who drinks alcohol. No, it has nothing to do with that. What he's saying is wine is a mocker and beer is a brawler. The reason why is because wine will make you a mocker. He's talking about anything that will take you off of center, your focus off of him. So it's not just the literal alcohol. It is a figurative sense this way. Wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. In verse 15, it says, gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. So if you're speaking life to people, guess what? Most likely your heart, your mind, and your spirit are in line. Let's go into question number two is, are you aware of how to circumstantially communicate? Are you aware of how to circumstantially communicate? And so, is this the right decision? Well, sometimes we say, this is the right decision because I said this and then this person responded me this way. But sometimes we say something in the right words, but it's not in the right language. And not when I'm talking Spanish or Chinese or anything like that, but sometimes a person, I used the example yesterday of a guy named AJ that I used to work with, and he was from India and happened to be Brahmin. Well, in the caste system, it goes Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and then Shudra, and underneath that is the untouchables. Well, the Brahmins are the doctors, the lawyers, and where I laid into it, because I was a hairdresser at the time, is that I was a Shudra, meaning that I was just a common laborer. Well, when I had the conversation with him and I would give him an example of something to do, he wouldn't accept it because he was Brahmin. But I didn't, until I understood the language, until I understood his culture and I understood where he was at, when I would do that, he would always come back at me when I came with him an idea. But I learned that because I understood his language, I would give him the idea that I had and it would become his idea. He would present it and then guess what happened? Magic. So it's in how to circumstantially communicate and have you communicated clearly and in the right language. Number three is there strife, right? Oh, and this one, let's see, in verse 2 actually was the, are you aware of how to circumstantially communicate? A king's wrath strikes terror like the roar of a lion. Those who anger him forfeit their lives. It is one's honor to avoid. Oh, that one's there. So a king's wrath strikes terror like the roar of a lion. Those who anger him forfeit their lives. Sometimes we're communicating not in the right language and it causes a person's anger to come up, but it's not the words that we say, it's how we say them and the language that we speak to them in. So let's go to number 3. Is there strife? If there, is this the right decision? If there's strife, pause for a second. In verse number 3, it says, it is one's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to a quarrel. Verse number 19. So in verse number 19, it says, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. Is there strife? Is there pride? If there is, slow down. Might not be the right decision. Number 5, and I want to encourage you to, because this is not me telling you or me preaching to you. And what it is a conversation that I'm having with God, and he's reading me. I'm reading the word. But then the word started reading me because of the last 30 years I've been doing this study, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. And so here's number 4 is, have you been diligent in seeking wisdom? Most of the time I haven't. But sluggards do not plow in season, so they're so at harvest time they look but find nothing. In number 13, verse number 13, do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. Are you seeking wisdom? Because if you're seeking wisdom, that means that you're fearing God or respecting God. So when we respect him, how do we respect him? By spending time with him. That way we see his word and his character in line, then we respect him. When we respect him, he gives us wisdom. And that wisdom will help us to do right work. And what is right work? It's just right at the particular time. And God will give us that that vision each and every day when we stay present with him. Number 5 is, do you have insight in the situation? Do you have insight in the situation? Number 5, or verse number 5, the purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. In verse 13, do not sleep or you will grow. Do not sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. Oh, that's verse number 18. Sorry. I knew I just read that. Plans are established by seeking advice. So if you wage war, obtain guidance. See, it goes like this. If we fear God, it gives us wisdom. When we get that wisdom, it's the right use of knowledge. So then God will bring knowledge in. He won't bring it until you have wisdom because it's the right use of knowledge. So he'll give us wisdom. Then he'll give us knowledge. Then he'll give us understanding of that knowledge. He'll give us insight to that knowledge, to that understanding. He'll give us discretion. And then he'll move on to discipline and finally strength. And that strength will lead us right back to the fear of God or respect of God. So let's go on to the next one. Are you shook? Are you shook? Meaning that... are you shook off of your core? Is this the right decision? Well, are you shook right now? Are you working off of emotion? Or are you working off of foundation? Many claim to have unfailing love, but the faithful person who can find. In verse 22, it says, do not say, I will pay you back for this wrong, wait for the Lord and he will avenge you. Sometimes we make a decision out of anger, out of being tired, out of being shook. So are you shook? Ask yourself that. Next one is, what is your fruit? Verse number 7. The righteous lead blameless lives, blessed are the children after them. What is your fruit? Because you can tell the tree by its fruit. Are you walking in integrity? And this is verse 8. And there's a bunch more, and I'm going to list them off. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all the evil with his eyes. Are you walking with integrity, the same in the dark as you are in the light? In verse number 14, it is not good, says the buyer. Then he goes off and boasts about the purchase. How many times have we negotiated and told a person, hey, that thing is not valuable, and then we go and brag about the price that we got it for? Well, that's not working in integrity, because integrity is being the same in the dark as you are in the light. In verse 17, in verse 23, and in verse 30 from Proverbs 20, or actually, from Proverbs 20 or 21, Proverbs 20. It is verse 8, verse 14, verse 17, verse 23, verse 30. All of these talk about, are you walking in integrity? Number 9 is, are you faking the funk? And I can tell you this, if you're faking the funk, you'll be found out. In verse 9, it says, who can say I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. What God was asking is like, nobody. So is this the right decision that I'm making? Run it through the filter of, are you faking the funk? In verse 10, it says, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. In verse number 12, it says, ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Are you faking the funk? Because God will know. Number 10 is, how is your respect level? In verse 20, if someone curses their father or their mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. Do you have respect? Are you in a rush? Verse 21, this is where I get in trouble a lot. An inheritance claimed too soon will not be blessed in the end. In verse 25, 29, it talks about that too. Are you in a rush? In question number 12, is your plan yours or God's? In verse number 24, it says, a person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? That was one of my pops' favorite verses. And in verse 27 also, and I'm going to invite you to read that. Number 12 is your plan, is this your plan or God's? We already went over that. The last one is, are you overflowing with love? In verse number 28, it says, love and faithfulness keep a king safe, though love, through love, his throne is made secure. What they were talking about when they talk about the king, they're actually talking about the world. So there's a spiritual world and there's the actual world, the physical world. Sometimes we think, oh, well, my spiritual part can believe this, but my world part can believe this. And what God is saying is, even the king, love and faithfulness will keep the king safe, the world safe. Through love, his throne will be made secure. Do you want to reign on this earth and in heaven? Well, I can tell you this, it'll be because you love, you love, you love. So are you overflowing with love? Is this your plan or God's plan? Are you in a rush? How is your respect level? Are you faking the funk? Are you walking in integrity? What is your fruit? Are you shook? Do you have insight in the situation? Have you been diligently seeking wisdom? Is there strife? Are you aware of how to circumstantially communicate right now, here and now? And how is your heart, your mind, and your soul, and are they altered? And these are the questions that I would ask, and I would come back to this podcast anytime that you ask yourself, is this the right decision? You see, this has been Proverbs 20, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom, and I could tell you this. In the 30 years of study that I've done on Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, I got a marked up word right here for it. And I study this every single day. It is never, ever, ever disappointed. And today is absolutely no different. Read the word, and then it starts to read you. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.